Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 6 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. It's Ben Burrell here, in for Dave Berry this week. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, good morning.
Hello, Ben.
Producer Mark, good morning.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. No Dave Berry this week. He's in the jungle.
Hey.
He's not, isn't he? He's not in the jungle. That's the other one. That's the other one, isn't he? I got confused about
he
that.
He did time it suspiciously.
Yeah. I know.
Time off, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
did, well, it could be a surprise introduction.
Yes.
Barry and Moyles. Oh, imagine.
Oh, God. Oh, when you said the other one, I thought you meant Matt Hancock.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do very much put Matt and Dave in the same sphere. Yeah. Yes, you're right. Matt, how was your weekend? All good?
Very nice, thank you.
What'd you get up to?
It was, well, I walked the dogs in the rain by the sea. That was particularly nice. I really enjoyed it.
Such
that.
A romantic lifestyle.
There was a lot of rain, wasn't there?
Well, it's
a lot
not the rainy rain. Season, isn't it? It's just not yeah. stopping.
It was like, really, really wet madness, on the south it? Coast where I am. Yeah, really
and
bad.
And then I came out of the house this morning and there was more rain.
More just rain.
Never ending. My coat barely has time to dry out these days.
You can have more than one coat, you know. You can afford
yes,
to do that
no,
if
that's
you
far
want.
Too extravagant.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Matt was telling me about his extravagance. Early, you drove in today, and he said,
in.
"I parked on Golden Square like he was a king."
I did not say it like that. No, I love driving in; it's great. It's a lot quicker when I drive in.
Tell us more.
And I park. I park just outside the building. I could have not worn a coat today, actually, because you can just walk across the square.
Mm, your car is waterproof, isn't it? Yeah, it's one of its many features, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's had time to dry out. So yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We had a decent weekend, and we had lots of jobs to do this weekend. But on Friday, we went to the cinema for the first time in ages, because obviously having a young child, don't often get to go to the cinema.
Isn't it, these days?
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't take her. Obviously not. No,
oh right, yes.
Me and my wife went on our own. Went to see the Banshee. Of Inner
Sheeran.
The Banshees of Ed Sheeran, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
It was honestly an amazing film, but something did slightly taint it, the whole experience for me. There was this weird noise, like it started about 20 odd minutes in and continued throughout the whole of the film. It was like sort of like scratching.
Oh,
and I thought it sounded a little bit like mice. Yeah. I thought, oh my God, this is the cinema, I've got mice in it. Yeah. Thought nothing more of it. Because it stopped about 20 minutes from the end. And then as soon as the credits rolled, my wife turned to me and I could tell something had happened. And she said, oh my God, the guy next to me took his socks and shoes off.
Oh,
right? And I kid you not, and it's like it's out of a sitcom, I kid you not. She said, his toenails were on the chair in front, scratching.
Oh,
as he was like watching the film. So horrible.
What?
I love that film. It was such a good film, but every time I think of it now, every time I'm going to rewatch it, I'm going to think of the feet on the back of a chair.
Oh, God.
I don't think I'll ever be able to recover,
that's
to be honest.
That's when you nails down a chalkboard, isn't it? Your toenails down the back of a cinema seat.
Yeah. Nails on the back of a cinema seat. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
19 minutes past 6 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Have you seen the first text of the show, Matt? Someone's messaged, hey, Burrell, where's your theme? I think that was referring to New York, New York, which I'm just impressed in that person's mind doesn't belong to Frank Sinatra, belongs to me.
Your theme.
Yeah, the opening link for this show. Wow, quite incredible. If you do want to say hello, please do. 81215 is our text number. We want to know this morning if you've woken up in a good mood or a bad mood. It's a Monday morning. I get the impression there's going to be some bad moods, but we're welcoming to them. Let me know, please. Are you in a good mood or a bad mood this morning? If so, tell me why. Something over the weekend happened. Woke up this morning. 81215 to text, or you can tweet at Absolute Radio. Matt Dyson, where are you on this scale?
Well, I mean, I drove in, so I'm in a good mood, but
course,
also yesterday.
Stop talking about it, mate. Rubbing your success in our face.
Did I mention I've got a car? Yeah, look at me. I noticed, actually, funnily enough, yesterday that me and you are opposite ends of our carpet journey.
What are you talking about?
What
are you talking about?
Well, because you were in carpet right looking for a new carpet.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and at
right,
exactly
yeah.
the same time, I was ripping out an old carpet
oh.
and getting rid and just revealing the floorboards.
You could just give Ben your carpet.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a bit manky. No. Yeah. That's why we got rid of it, because it's a bit manky.
A bit manky.
And doggy and old and smelly.
Doggy. You know?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because the previous owners had dogs. Right, okay. We've got dogs, you know. Things happen.
Well, let's not rule it out. Just but, I'll have a look at it first.
But it's nice to, I like to peel back the carpet of history and see what lurks beneath. And it was nice flooring.
Oh, yeah. What you got? What you got? Floorboards?
Just some floorboards, yes. Mm. Nice old school floorboards.
You going to keep them?
We're going to keep them. Nice. No more carpet. Just stripped back to basics.
What are you going to do?
Maybe sand and varnish, possibly paint. I'm not sure yet. But, yeah.
What paint colour are you going to go for?
Like a sort of cream paint.
Are you going to run and skid on them?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'll certainly do that for a little bit first. And then maybe some Farro and Ball drop cloth. I don't know, possibly.
Farro and Ball? Cars? Yeah. You've got it all.
Farro and Ball in this economy.
So does that mean you're in a good mood or a bad mood? I don't understand.
Good mood.
Matt Dyson's in a good mood. What about you? 8, 12, 15 to text. The Absolute Radio Breakfast
Show with Wix. Clear away those leaves and keep your garden looking tidy with the Wix Cordless Leaf Blower Kit. Was £74, now £54.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here in for Dave Berry. And despite the fact it's cold and it's dark and it's a Monday morning right now, quite a few good moods coming in when we asked you to tell us if you're in a good mood or a bad mood rather this morning. 8, 12, 15 to text. This says, I'm in a great mood because when I finish work at midday, I'll be heading down to Heathrow Airport ready for a flight to Granada on Tuesday morning. That is from Vince.
Very nice.
Is that holiday bragging text, though?
Yeah, yes, I think it definitely is.
Holiday bragging text.
Unacceptable. I have a zero tolerance policy on my afternoon show about that. Vince, I'm sorry to say, mate, 5-song ban. Off you pop. Magic FM waiting for you. Ronan Keating wants to hear from you. We don't want anything to do with you anymore. Stan in Essex says, already having a go at the listeners, 35 minutes in, good start. Stan in Essex says, just finished the night shift, going home to bed, and then going to a black tie event at the Royal Albert Hall tonight. Ooh. Very nice. Morning team, in a good mood as I got offered a new job on Friday, and today I get to hand in my notice, says Amy from Kent. Nothing like it, is there? Emma, what about you? Good mood, bad mood?
Yeah, I'm towards the good mood end of the scale. I'm not quite fully there
yet. We'll tip you back, mate.
Well,
don't worry.
I was really ill yesterday. Like one of the days where you just can't eat or drink anything. Mm. I don't know. I've got a baby now, so I think I'm just going to be ill all the time.
Oh, yes.
It's just germs flying around. He's ill. I was ill. It was pretty grim. Couldn't keep anything down all day. Too much information.
Yeah.
But now I'm feeling better. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there, guys. Yeah, I'm here. I'm having a cup of tea.
That was a real journey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Glenn, what about you? Any sickness? Can you keep anything down?
In full health, but very upset. Bad mood.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's say you order a pizza just from your average pizza chain. Mm-hmm. How long would you expect it to arrive where you live?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. Yeah, that's fair to say. Yeah, how about 2.5 hours? 2.5 hours. We ordered it expecting it to arrive at about, 7:30 or so. And it got to 10 p.m. And I was like, I needed to be in bed an hour ago. And I kept ringing them up being sort of like, where is it? And they kept going, it's just left. It's on its way to you now.
Fobbing
and I kept ringing back. Yeah, they kept lying. It was like, don't lie as much as I would if I worked there.
Yeah. Tell me the truth.
Was this local or national?
It was somewhere between the two.
Oh.
I'm not going to name them.
Okay.
Because
you know the ones you can monitor the progress of where it's at the moment?
Yes.
Mine was in prep for about an hour the other week.
When it gets to the end, it's this sort of quality check, and you go, you're not checking the quality. You're not passionate.
I'll check the quality.
It was a back of a scooter. Come on.
All right, a good mood and a bad mood there from Glenn and Emma. What about you? 8, 12, 15 to message on this. The Absolute Radio Breakfast
Show. With Wix. Make the most of your space before the Christmas visitors arrive with 2 for £30 on 2.5-litre Dulux standard coloured emulsion. Be house proud
with Wix. Quite a lot of sharing going on the text this morning, isn't there, Matt? Ooh. Quite a lot of just intimate sharing, and we're fine with it. It's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. 8, 12, 15 to text. Are you in a good mood or a bad mood this morning? We want to know. Good morning. Good to hear you all. I love carpet shopping. Very envious. Oh, yes, if you just turned on, you just missed the fascinating carpet chat earlier, didn't we? What colour?
Yeah.
What colour are you doing your floorboards again?
It's going to be sort of cream, drop cloth.
Yes.
Lovely.
That's the palette we like. Yeah.
This says, good mood, I think, today. First day back at the gym/health club. After a knee injury.
/health club.
Love it. Just slipping that in there.
Not a normal gym. Yeah. Not one of those cheap gyms in a shopping centre. This is that high-end.
Yeah, high-end.
This is your David Lloyd.
Yeah.
Bad moods. Loads of fireworks over the weekend scaring my poor collie Molly, says Hillary.
Oh, that's lovely.
I said to my little girl Agnes, who turns 4 next week, I heard fireworks. Right? I said, right, run, look at the window, because she was all day. She was like, when am I going to see him? When am I going to see him? Look at the window. She spent 20 minutes looking. No more fireworks. I felt really sorry for her. She was just like sat at the window.
Daddy didn't take her to a display.
No, mate. Too expensive. She's not worth it. We're going Friday, all right? Can you stop judging my parenting on air, all right? Some of us can't afford firework displays, all right? It's not all Cars and Farrow and Ball, all right? Okay?
Good name for the podcast.
I hope my wife doesn't see that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:10 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. This says Ben, Matt, the king of blagging. Does he not realise Wickes don't sell Farrow and Ball paint?
Yeah, but they've got very good alternatives. Yeah. So it's very similar.
Lovely work there. Very impressive there, Matt. Quick thinking. Hello to Be More Princess on Twitter, who says, will you be doing 5 celebrities, £5?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Come on. It's on the way. On the way in about 20 minutes' time. Firstly, more importantly, social ammo. Matt, what's happening?
What no Hancock appears to be the expression of people on social media this morning after I'm a Celebrity started. It was on for like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, too long.
1 hour and 45 minutes and no Matt Hancock.
It started too late. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
No,
it's on too late for us, isn't it? Yeah.
Was it like a 10 o'clock start?
Is it 10?
9 o'clock start.
9 o'clock.
No. Oh, it didn't finish like half to... Oh, too late. Way too late.
Too late. The Hypebeast Womble producer Mark watched it, though.
He's dedicated.
So he was disappointed there was no Hancock, but he did say, Mike Tindall has aged quite a bit. That was Mark's takeaway.
You can't speak about the Royals like that.
That's his big takeaway.
Not my words. The Hypebeast Womble.
Sounds like something my mum would say. Oh, he has aged. Matt Hancock wasn't in the opening episode at all.
He's going to be like, they bring him in as like this last minute surprise.
Like a bombshell.
But we know he's a surprise for the camp, mate.
Well, because he's been on the SAS show, so he's got a trench foot. So he's going to come in late, which is very disappointing. But I mean, friend of the show, Boy George is there. I say friend of the show because he follows us all on Twitter, doesn't he?
He does, everyone.
It's amazing. He follows every single member.
Absolute 80s listener, I believe.
Yes, of course. Yeah, he loves to hear his own work, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
We've been looking at... I mean, is it a bit vulgar to talk about how much they earn on this show?
No, I think that's all we've got.
On this show?
Glenn, we'll start with you.
I pay to be here.
Imagine if we all had to reveal our show.
Don't count it out.
Great. Do it all day long. Go right through the lineup. That'd be amazing.
Who do you reckon's on the most out of the line? Just say the initials to me now. LG, okay. I've got an agreement. You can say it if you want. Say it if you want.
The contestants on the show, how much are they on? So Boy George is on the most, isn't he?
Yes, allegedly, yeah.
He seems to be the big star they're pinning all their hopes to. So people are saying in the region of 500 grand to go on the show. What, for 5 weeks, is it?
Three weeks.
Less.
Yeah, 3 weeks, and he might get voted out before that.
3 weeks, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
even if you get voted out, you still get the full amount.
And you get to stay in a nice hotel.
In Australia.
Yeah.
What a dream, what a dream.
Pretty good. So then after Boy George, who do you think is the next highest?
It's got to be Hancock.
It's got to be Hancock.
Well, yes, apparently it is.
He's lower than George, though.
Yeah, lower than George. Mm. Yeah, but 3,500 apparently.
No, 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 not 3,500.
350,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine the disrespect.
That's right.
I think, do you know what? I think he'd do it for $3,500. I honestly think he would.
He is donating some to charity or something, isn't he? He's doing that, but he's got to tell the Parliament how much he earns from it.
So we will
have it confirmed for sure. Because when the Dean Dorries was on there, I think she only got $20,000 because she told Parliament about it.
Did she?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, but who's the next highest then after Hancock, do you reckon?
I reckon Moyles.
Moyles apparently 250, then Tyndall.
$150,000. Maybe that'll afford to do a little glow up for him.
But yeah, so that's they're the main big spenders.
Well, who's the lowest? You've got to know the lowest.
I think
I saw a 60k one.
Only 60k.
Was
that Sue Cleaver?
I think so. Yeah, I don't really know who that is, so I didn't want to.
Hence the 60. Still massive. I would love to do it.
I reckon you'd be more than $60,000 if you went in there, Matt.
No, I'm sure.
Imagine you doing social ammo in the jungle.
It'd be an absolute mess. No one wants that, and it's not going to happen. But that is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:17 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. I've just seen, actually, George Michael's definitely not in the jungle. Boy George is going £800,000. I think you got your figures wrong, mate.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all guesstimating, aren't we, really? Yeah. But yeah, they're saying it could be even more than 500, yeah.
$800,000 for 3 weeks' work. You used to be on that, didn't you?
He's worth it, isn't he? He's worth it, isn't he?
Listen, we'll keep you updated with I'm a Celebrity this week, I am sure. Meantime, speaking of big, big prizes, right, £5 up for grabs on Five Celebrity, yes. £5. It's back, it's happening just after the news. If you want to get involved, give us a ring right now to play 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. You could win £5 on the show this morning. People are already saying this morning, once again, that this is a better version of the Five Celebs. Five Celebs, better version of the game. But not my words, the words of the people.
Yeah.
8 12 15. You can also text if you can't ring. 0330 123 1215 is our number to call there. We'll get that on in the next 20 minutes or so.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Give your home a new look in time for Christmas with two for £29 on 2.5 litre Crown Standard Coloured Emulsion.
Be house proud with Wickes.
20 to 8 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. Because Dave is away, no five words, £5,000 this week. Instead, it's this.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
That's right.
Yes.
You've got the budget version of Dave Berry, so this is the budget version of this feature. We're going to give you the first name of five very famous people, and if you match all five celebrity names with a member of the Breakfast Show team, you win £5. Five whole pounds. Playing this morning is Carl. Carl, good morning, mate.
Morning. How
morning.
Are we doing?
Yeah, we're all good, thank you. Where are you this morning? What are you up to today?
I'm on my way to work in Chelmsford at the minute.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
Nice, very nice. Now, if you won the £5, Carl, what would you spend it on?
Probably treat myself to a Macca's breakfast, if I'm honest.
Oh, yes.
Good choice.
Good one, isn't it?
And just before we proceed with the game, is this version of the game better than the five words, £5,000 version? Honestly?
It's easier to get through.
There's not so much competition on the hotline. Yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
I don't find it very funny, do you? I'm in control of the desk, Matt. I can fade you down. Carl, I can cut you off if I want to, all right? Yeah. Show some respect for the £5, OK?
But
it is true, yeah.
We did nearly have to ring around.
Yeah, we actually asked Carl to come on.
I was going to get Matt on the phone outside, just to blame. Put a voice on, Matt. Do one of your accents.
Hello.
OK. let's see who you're going to play with this morning. Let's run the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson.
Matt Dyson. Yes. Come on,
off you pop, Matt.
Let's get you that Mackie D's breakfast.
Yeah, come on. Right, Matt's leaving the studio. Taking his coffee with him.
Yeah, it'll get cold.
Oh, he's expecting it to be a long one.
Yeah. There he goes.
There he goes, he's gone.
Matt's gone. Okay, Carl, you ready for your names?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, give me surnames to these names, please, of celebrities. Name number one, Judy.
Dench.
Dench.
Yes.
Yes, good choice.
Name number one.
Yeah. Name number two.
Finnegan, come on.
Garland.
I would have said
That's
Garland.
A few Judys.
Name number two, Alan.
Carl.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great start. Name number three. Oh, see, I think it's a difficult. Charles.
Oh. Dickens.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Retro. Throwback.
It's a third of
Throwback.
Celeb. Sorry, mate, you probably get this all the time. Are you Charles Dickens?
I think that's hard, though. All
no,
I think
Dickens
was
is a good one. You can only think of the king, yeah.
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 Okay, name number four, Chris.
Moyles.
I knew it. I knew
no.
it was coming.
Happened,
yeah. Which means no. No.
No.
We have mentioned him. Some would say too much on the show this morning. Okay, fifth and final name is Kate.
Winslet.
Right. Carl, very,
strong.
Very good names. We'll gloss over the Moyles situation. We'll come back to you in a second. Stay there, mate.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Have over 200 stores across the country. So whether you need a single paintbrush or a stylish new kitchen, they're on hand.
Be house proud with Wix.
You join us at a very tense moment. Five celebs, £5 is happening right now. Don't forget, it's the budget version of Five Words, Five Grand, and some people are now calling it the easier one to get through on.
Yes.
It's true, it's right. Carl, I think your names were really good this morning. I think that was a pretty decent showing, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm happy. Charles.
Whoa.
Come on.
You know the rules.
One of them I'm not happy with.
Okay, interesting.
Listen, mate, it's £5 at stake here, right? You ready, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, I've got five names in front of me. Match the surname of the celebrities with Carl and he wins £5.
Okay.
And he gets that Mackey's breakfast. You ready?
I'll try for you, Carl.
Name number one, Judy.
Murray.
Oh my God. Really?
Matt!
What did Carl go with?
What do you mean, what did he go with?
Garland?
No.
No.
Dame
Judy Dench.
Oh, of course.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Oh, man.
Listen, Carl, I'm sorry, but we'll continue this theatre. Name number two was Alan.
Carr.
Yes. Name number three, if you get this, I'll be gobsmacked. Number three, Charles.
Charles?
Yeah, Charles. Go with your heart.
Ingram. It's a wacky one.
No. Dickens.
Oh, what?
More respect. More respectful. Done a little bit more,
I'm
I'd say.
I was thinking.
He's a celebrity.
The king's surname. Charles Windsor.
Yeah.
The third.
Chris.
Oh, Hemsworth.
No, Moyles. So fine. Fifth and final name was Kate.
Winslet.
Yes! All right, not your best showing, but thank you. Carl, sorry there's no McDonald's breakfast for you, but you did come on the radio and say Charles Dickens, so not all lost.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, mate. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bless him. Oh, so close. I thought you were going to get those, but in many ways, you've let us all down.
Well,
Matt.
I mean, Charles Dickens was quite a dated reference, wasn't it? But then, you know... Classic, he's with us in
He's
all
always
of our
with
lives.
Us. Yeah, he's always with us. If you want to play Five Celebs, £5 tomorrow, we're going to do it again tomorrow, hopefully with a better show. And then give us a call right now. 0330 123 1215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 playlists. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. We're just listening to Absolute Radio 70s, haven't we? Enjoying a little bit of Earth, Wind and Fire.
Very nice.
You smiled as soon as I put that on.
It's great, really. Well, it's nice. It's nice. You've got to flick around.
You've got to
hear
the
same breakfast show with all the different types of music.
Great sell there, Matt. Thank you very much for that. Of course, you can get that all on our free app right now, or you can listen via absoluteradio.co.uk. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. It's 12 minutes past 8 on Monday morning. We hope you're good this morning. I want to talk about boring obsessions today. I've got a really, really boring obsession. I think I'm one of the last people in the entire country to purchase a, wait for it, Ring doorbell.
Oh yes, welcome.
I love the ring. Has everyone got one?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what?
You haven't got one?
Program? No, I just thought I'm not that bothered.
Mr. Moneybags doesn't have a ring doorbell.
We don't even have a doorbell. Full stop. Because our dog just lets us know when there's anyone at the door.
Don't have a doorbell.
So don't need it, mate.
Madness.
Got a dog.
Famously, you only have to have one or the other.
Yeah. I have to give Bertie a video camera so he can record everything in the future.
I'm obsessed with the Ring doorbell, though, because... Well, I don't actually know why I'm obsessed with it. I can't work it out because, I mean, it's practical. It does work. Mm. That's what I like about it. It does work as a Ring doorbell. You can see people coming to your door. Yes. That's fine. Yeah. But the bit I'm actually obsessed with is that if you go onto the app, right, you can just go live whenever you want to.
Yeah. Wow.
Right, and
so
just
you
see...
Right,
I'm going to go, live right now. Here we go. There we go, Matt. I'm going to tap to go live. All right, it's just loading.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Oh, wow.
There we go. Can you see?
Oh, man, there it is.
Yeah.
Is that your car?
So you get, that's my car, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Who's that breaking into it?
Oh, God.
I've got to charge mine at the moment, and it leads you into a really surreal situation where you can't open your front door to anyone. Because you're charging your doorbell in a separate room.
That is
mine goes
downfall.
Off. Even if people don't press the doorbell, mine goes off if there's motion outside your front door.
Yes.
It's a notification
I get.
So when I'm charging my doorbell in the living room and I'm constantly going back and forth, I'll get 100 notifications going, there's just loads of people at your front door, mate.
But I don't like the fact it records straight away because there's loads of video clips of me looking right into it, trying to work out like where the charging point is, like a little bit up my nose.
Also, you get a little notification, don't you? And you're like, who was that? That was me. Yeah, I just went in through the front door.
But I can't stop going live. I can't stop looking at the view, which is so weird because, one, there's nothing happening on it unless you, like, I occasionally see the bus go past. But two, I know what the view from my front door is, so I'm not even looking at the nice view or anything. So it's a proper boring obsession. We want you to follow on this, please. Do you also have a boring obsession? 8 12 15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Is there something in your life that is incredibly boring, like owning a Ring doorbell, that you are obsessed with? Tell us all, please. 8 12 15 to text.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just coming up to 20 past 8 on Monday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Do you know what else I like about the Ring doorbell, Matt? And by the way, this is not Matt Dyson, you know, like corporate plug or anything like that. It records a video every time you leave the house, right? Do you want to see me leaving the house at 8 minutes past four this morning?
Great.
Right? Just watch yourself leaving the house. There I am, looking up, all confused.
So you get dressed in the car?
Yeah. your boring obsessions, please. 8 12 15 to text. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Rosie's on the phone right now. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your boring obsession, Rosie?
Pens.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with a good pen.
Oh, we're talking, what, only quality pens?
Oh, yeah, they've got to be really comfortable and well-balanced.
Oh,
well-balanced. Okay. What do you mean? What, ink flow?
Oh, no, just feel nice in your hand.
Oh, yes. Weighty.
That is important.
That is important. What pen are you rocking these days?
Oh, at the moment, it's a Papermate FlexiGrip Ultra.
Oh. FlexiGrip.
Producer Mark just dabbed when you said that. Contemporary reference. I'm having a look at that particular brand.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Oh, it's the grey one with a little padded...
It's the sort of pen occasionally you'd see advertised on the TV in the early 2000s. You know, and sometimes the entire ad break would be taken up with an advert for a pen. Either that or an enormous, like, Motown collection of, like, 20 CDs. And in the advert, they'd always show, like, the pen being thrown at a dartboard.
Yes.
As if that was a situation you'd ever find yourself.
Oh, it could go through like a tin can.
Yeah.
Well, Rosie, we won't keep any more. We'll let you get back to your pens. Lovely to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. 8 12 15 to text on this. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Your boring obsessions, please.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Keep the heat in your home with Knauf Loft Insulation Rolls. Available in different sizes to suit your project.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud.
with Wix.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. We're talking about your boring obsessions this morning. 8, 12, 15 to text Rainbow Mummy on Twitter. Just said Scrub Daddy. It was with some trepidation that I Googled that.
Scrub Daddy. Rainbow Mummy and Scrub Daddy.
Yeah.
Didn't they make their kids call
that? It's apparently America's favourite sponge.
Apparently so, yeah.
Good to know. I know that Emma and Glenn both have boring obsessions. I'm going to go with Emma first because I reckon you've got quite a few.
Do you know? Well, yeah. Yeah, where do I start? At the moment, it's... So we're doing a lot of decorating in our house at the moment and I cannot get enough of frog tape. So that's like the tape
like
that you put around.
Tape,
yeah, exactly. But, yeah. I think that's actually technically the brand name. So I'm on the blag.
Yeah,
on the blag for some free frog tape.
That's all
please.
That happens
Wix.
On this show.
Thank you. It's amazing. Sticking it on is a nightmare because you've got to get it like really straight along the edges for where you would do like your cutting in. But peeling it off, my God. The payoff. So satisfying.
Apparently the secret is to peel it off when the paint's wet. If you let the paint dry, it all cracks.
Little tip from Matt Dyson. Thank you for that. Glenn, what about you?
Passwords. Now, I love to have all my passwords synced up so that you have the same password for every single thing.
What
obviously, that isn't possible for a lot of places because a lot of websites will ask you to update your password, say, every 6 months.
Yeah. Mm.
And my car insurance asked me to update my password every 6 months and you're not allowed to reuse any of the last three passwords. Mm. But I got an email today asking me to update my password and it's been three passwords since my original one. So I can go back to my
own. Going back.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes.
I'm so
go
happy.
Go back to the OG.
Yeah.
The OG.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. It's like a sense of control you've got there. Like you've beaten the system.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, guys. My boring obsession is watching wood-turning lathe videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds lovely. I could get into that. This I'm very much into too. The Now That's What I Call Music series, guilty as charged. They've made thousands from me, says Mark in Glasgow. I can see that. Do love a compilation CD. There's a text for you there, I believe, Matt.
Yes, Andy the Decorator has been in touch because I made some ill-informed comments, apparently.
Ill-informed? What's he said this time?
Well, frog tape, apparently. Mm. You can remove that when the paint is dry. Mm. Oh. Masking tape, the paint creeps underneath, so... I've never used frog.
That's why you've got to pay
I've
for the quality stuff.
Yeah,
Matt.
That's why you've got to pay.
Yeah, that's where we've gone wrong.
I want to change my boring obsession to listening to you talking about DIY. I could listen to it all day, honestly. 8:12:15 to get involved with this. Now, every single morning this week, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Absolute Radio Live. Actually, not long to go until this now. This is happening on Sunday, the 27th of November. It's going to be at the Palladium in London Town. It's our big night of live comedy. Ramesh Ranganathan's going to be there. Ed Byrne, Matt Ford, Kerry Godleyman, and many, many more. If that wasn't enough, not only can you win tickets to go there, but you can also win a two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Express with £500 spending money as well. That is all thanks to our friends with Hotel Benefits Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up with a hot, fresh breakfast always included in your stay so you can start your day right, rather. To win this, we are going to do a little competition. Now, we've called it Answer Question Knowledge General. That's right,
yes,
isn't it, Matt? That's the proper name. Is that correct?
That's what it's called, Knowledge General.
How does Answer Question Knowledge General work?
Well, we will bring two callers onto air to put their general knowledge and their memory to the test at the same time. You'll need to listen very carefully as the answer to the question we give you is the answer to the question before, you see. So it's one of those ones.
Like a famous comedy sketch, you could say.
Yes, and much like Absolute Radio Live, much hilarity will ensue.
Fingers crossed.
So I'm told by the producers.
Or none at all. It's one of the two. If you fancy winning your way to Absolute Radio Live, all thanks to Holiday Inn Express, then give us a ring right now. 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. You can have a great night out and a great stay as well. All T's and C's are online and we will close the lines when producer Mark.
8:43.
It's 8:38 right now. 8:43 is when we close them lines. Give us a ring. 0330-123-1215.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Save energy and keep warm this winter with Knauf 100ml loft roll. Was £27, now £21.
Be house proud with Wix.
8:48 on Monday morning.
Absolute Radio Live
at the London Palladium
with Holiday Inn Express.
And good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. Right now, I'm giving you a chance to win two tickets to Absolute Radio Live and a two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Express Plus. 500 quid spending money as well. We've got two callers on the line. On line number one is Ellie. Ellie, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hi, Ellie.
Where are you this morning? What are you up to today, Ellie?
I'm in lovely South London and just working today, really.
Yes, South London forever. Okay, you're playing against Melanie on line number two. Melanie, good morning.
Hi, morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hello.
Good morning. Where are you this morning? What are you up to today?
I'm just on my way to work.
Phone's ringing. Pick it up.
Oh, that was ours.
Was it our phone ringing? Our phone's ringing. Who's ringing the studio? Pick it up then. Oh, you just put. Please try and concentrate. We're trying to do a game, all right? You've ruined Melanie's hello, okay? Good grief. Sorry about that, Melanie. Where'd you say you were going today? What are you up to?
I'm just on my way to work.
Okay, where do you work?
I work in Cambridgeshire.
All right, very nice, very nice. Okay, this is very simple. I have 10 questions in front of me. Ellie and Melanie, you have to listen very carefully. I'll flip-flop between the two of you, but remember, the answer we need from you is the answer to the previous question. We'll keep going until one of you gets an answer wrong. If you both make it all the way to the end, we have a tie-break question. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Ellie, you okay?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Melanie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, no phones ringing at all. Okay, good. Matt, let's go over to you. You've got the questions, I believe.
I have the questions. It's time to play Answer Question Knowledge General. Everyone, the first one. You need to bank. So you've just got to bank this answer. Who is the host of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show?
Okay, so that's been banked. So who's the host of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show has been banked. All right, let's go to Ellie first. What's Ellie's question?
Start with Ellie. Who is the current Queen Consort and wife of King Charles?
Dave Berry.
Yes.
Melanie now. Name the Norfolk radio DJ character played by Steve Coogan.
Camilla.
Yes, we'll take it, yes.
Ellie, finish the lyric from the song The 12 Days of Christmas, A Partridge in A.
Oh, Camilla, I've got this wrong.
Oh, no!
It was Alan Partridge, which means Melanie, you are going to Absolute Radio Live. You've got the two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Express as well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
No probs. Thank you both for playing. Matt, you did very well there. Thank you for that.
We had so much comedy lined up, didn't we?
We didn't even get to the one where James Bond had a license to smell, which was on the way. We've all been robbed. We've all been robbed of that absolute joy. If you didn't get through this morning, then fear not. We'll play again for Absolute Radio Live tickets and that two-night stay at the Holiday Inn Express on tomorrow's show. Hopefully with that James Bond question thrown in for good measure.
Yeah. Absolute Radio Live. For the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. AbsoluteRadio.co.uk.
Right, was it me? Or did the phone just ring again?
He did it again.
The phone ring again?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was hearing things. I feel like I'm having a breakdown on the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Isle of Wight Festival 2023.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's a no repeat guarantee on a Monday morning. It's Ben Burrell here, and the Isle of Wight Festival 2023 is happening on the 15th to the 18th of June next year. I've just remembered, Matt, actually, I'm quite worried about this.
Oh, why?
Well, I hope I'm going to be back to the Isle of Wight Festival after being there last year with Sarah Champion backstage interviewing.
Yes, surely you'll be invited backstage.
Well,
Norton and Eurovision.
You never know in this business, love it. Norton and Eurovision, is that what you think of me?
Yeah.
Wow.
You and Champers,
if only I had that talent. But I'm a bit worried because the 15th, right, is when the festival starts. That's the Thursday. It's also my wife's birthday.
Awkward. It also always falls on Father's Day as well.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Not self-interest.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. But should I be going to...
I think maybe you could all go. That would be a nice surprise, wouldn't it?
Okay, you made it worse. Yeah. I can't believe it. It's happening on the 15th to the 18th of June next year. And the lineup, I've said this my afternoon show, I think you might agree. The lineup, I think, is the best it's been for years.
Friday night's amazing.
It does look amazing, honestly. I'm so excited to see Pulp. Cortina's going to be there as well. George Ezra, the Chemical Brothers, Blondie, Robbie Williams.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be good, you know.
If I said the words N-dubs to you, would that make it better or worse?
Yes, it will make it better.
Better, okay.
Never seen them live.
Well, now's your chance. Yeah, I could take my wife on her birthday to see N-dubs.
That's a treat, bro. What a birthday gift.
It's absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets, and you can be there too.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. You're listening to Absolute Radio. It's the No Repeat Guarantee on a Monday morning, and it's time for Social Ammo Extra.
Extra. Extra. Extra.
Matt, what's happening?
Hear all about it. Well, for this segment of Extra, I think we should do a new Josh Pugh video clip. Always a favourite on the Social Ammo desk. Andy Pennock on Twitter has just sent me this one fresh out of the traps this morning. It's Josh doing a boyfriend who's watched too much Married at First Sight. Everyone's watching hashtag MathSuck at the moment, aren't they?
Excuse me?
Married at First Sight UK.
MathSuck.
I know I was for a bit, but I've got a bit bored of it now. But this is what happens when you watch too much.
Why did I come in at 4 a.m? Because maybe my walls are up. My walls are up because of previous... I've been hurt in the past during previous relationships and I'm scared of getting hurt, so I've put my walls up. Because why did I wet the bed? Because my walls are up, I just said that. And maybe that's me showing you another side of me, and maybe that's me actually being vulnerable, and I'm not afraid to be vulnerable, and I will fight for this as well, is another thing to say. I would fight for this, and I want to grow. Kebab everywhere. Yeah, I want to show you that this is... I want to do things differently. No, because I can feel my walls going up again. Walls are up now. Walls are up, sorry.
Have you been watching this series?
I watched like the first half of this series.
Yeah, okay, I haven't gravitated to the UK one yet.
It's the best UK one so far, I think. Yeah.
Oh, really? We watched the Australia one very intensely.
Yeah, that one big series that we cut through over here.
Yeah, it was so delicious.
It was so good.
My God, it was delicious.
I mean,
it's a
ridiculous premise for a show. Like, any of them are ever going to really work. It's just madness in it, really.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful, isn't it?
But they do come out with a lot of stuff like that.
They do.
They come out with a lot of lines from relationship counselling. And I'll post a full video on the socials. You can watch it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Ben Burrell. And Matt, what a show it's been. Just looking back at the Google Doc in front of me right now, listing what we've talked about, I can't believe it didn't fall off air.
Yes.
Good grief.
Amazing.
We have some podcast name options for you. These will come from today's show. Name number one, The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. That's a film I went to see over the weekend.
Disturbing cinema trip with a man taking his shoes and socks off.
Yes, quite horrible. Or how about Opposite Ends of Our Carpet Journey?
Ah, yes, that was it. The story of our lives through carpets.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We're not all cars and Pharaoh and Ball. This is when you shoved your decadent lifestyle in our faces.
I can't believe it. I mean, look, it's not strictly Pharaoh and Ball that I use. Sometimes it's a very similar looking
sometimes
brand, you know.
Or when when a caller earlier said, well, it's a lot easier to get through.
Amazing. Yeah.
Basically, I'm saying that the competition of Five Celebs, £5 is not beloved.
Yeah, not as many people want to win the £5 compared to the £5,000, which is a very great moment. I did
but
like
true
that.
Yeah.
And true. But for the podcast name, I don't know, maybe we're not all cars and Farron Ball. I'm not sure. What do you think?
If that's what we want to go with.
You're berating me for talking about having a car.
If you want to shove your decadent lifestyle once again in our faces via the podcast name, then do that, okay? Let's call it that then, that's fine. We're Not All Cars and Pharaoh and Ball is the podcast name. It'll be available very, very soon. Why not listen to it via our free app? We are back tomorrow morning from 6.